All right, we're going to go back to item number 12, since I now see Mike has joined us. This is discussion for possible action, consideration of possible approval of a letter to the Governor's Office of Economic Development supporting the continuation of the Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada, also known as EDON, being one of the county's two official economic development authorities. Mike Kazmierski, good to see you.
Thank you, Commissioner, and the entire commission. It's a pleasure to be here. As one of the lead agencies for economic development in the region, we have been working closely with the staff, and certainly Austin has been an important part of our team on our board, as well as representation from Commissioner Carmona and Mitchell. So we are excited to be able to give you a quick update. And you've seen some of this before. It's been updated slides and information. You'll see a little bit more drill down in the Story County impacts. But generally, I'm going to kind of fly through this. So if you don't mind, I will do that. Next slide, please. And if you want to, do I do that?
No, it's we got some technical issues over here.
I'll make sure I'm not.
There we go.
Okay, next slide, please. Obviously, we're a nonprofit, and our mission is to attract, retain, and grow quality jobs. And our community board, which includes representation from Story County, is important because it brings the entire region together at one time, at one place, to talk about what's important to the region. Next slide, please. Our area of responsibility is generally the I-80 corridor out to Fernley, includes the industrial center. And, you know, we don't get out into the rurals. We call an NDA when we have a more rural project and say, hey, you guys, this is kind of your space. They have relationships out there to help. Next slide, please. Our national recognition has been amazing. As a region, we continue to get very high rankings. You see the number two in the nation for wage growth, livability is an important factor, quality of life, outdoor activities, all of that talks to attractiveness to talent. And you can only bring companies in if you have talent that they can use to be successful. Next slide, please. And then some other Gen Z, number six in the nation for Gen Z, millennial attraction, place to start a business. And then one we're most proud of is the manufacturing. Next slide, please. Our strategic plan is really, again, a simple five focused area: attracting great companies, retaining them, growing them through entrepreneurial development, workforce development, and community development. Next slide, please. Attraction priorities continue to be areas where the wages are higher. So clean tech and manufacturing are really something we put aggressively. California is our friend. Corporate headquarters are part of that higher wage component. And then you can see technology, fintech, clean tech, advanced manufacturing. Next slide, please. This is last year, closed out the year. You can see manufacturing is really our lead, continues to be the lead. And it's the number one reason our community has changed is because of advanced manufacturing. And Story County has been an incredibly important part of that. Corporate headquarters are important for the downtown and for the secondary effects of having business activity to fill up the hotels and casinos and things like that. Next slide, please. This is something that 10 years ago didn't exist. The number two ranking in the nation for our area for manufacturing thriving. You think back 10, 12 years, we were a great place for logistic distribution, but almost no manufacturing. You had a little bit of that in Mountain House, and that's about it. Now we are considered one of the manufacturing hubs in the West. Next slide, please. None of these companies were here 7 years ago, 8 years ago. Clearly, a move into technology helps us with the average wages. We're pretty excited with success across the board, and your team has been an important part of helping us succeed there. Next slide, please. And obviously, Tesla. Tesla was a big part of our success. We had, before Tesla had attracted nearly 40 manufacturing companies. But once we landed Tesla, it got a whole lot easier to bring manufacturing to the region. And then the expansion now, which is huge, continues to round out that complex and reinforces our region as a great place for advanced manufacturing. Next slide, please. Some Story County projects in the last couple of years. You can see pretty exciting success there and the majority in manufacturing. And again, advanced manufacturing is really what we lead with. That is our strong suit, because when you have a manufacturing facility, you saw that during the pandemic, they may have changed their operations a little bit, but they didn't close down. And just about everything else did. And so when you have a recession, that same kind of thing is going to happen. You're going to have a lot of pullback. Manufacturers will continue to manufacture. And especially our logistics and distribution complements our manufacturing, and they both will retain or help our region ride through the next recession in a very positive way, much like we did during the pandemic. Next slide, please. And then just some of the ones we have teed up for Story County. In fact, that first one, we will be down in the Bay Area with the governor next week, meeting with the executives of that company. They are looking at 250-acre parcels here in the industrial center. So very, very likely that you'll see that, and that one will be advancing as well, and a couple of others there. Next, the bottom point there in Story County, we have worked to 45 projects, obviously all in the industrial center in the last, since 2012. So very much an important part of our success as a region, and the teamwork we've had together has allowed this region to really change. Next slide, please. We're excited about the average wages. If you go back 5 years, our average wages as a region were in the 40s. This past year, and what's up there, the monthly success rate over the last 3 years, and we continue to trend in the mid-60s. Actually, our target is 60. We'll actually increase for next year up to 67,000. We continue to see that success as a region, in part because our logistics distribution, you can remember back 10 years when those were $9 and $10 an hour jobs. We tell them you can't succeed here unless you're paying 18 to 20 now. So even the logistics jobs have amped up significantly in average wages, and you really can't hire anyone for less than $20 an hour now. And you probably see that in your government hirings and in your other opportunities here. The wages have gone up, and that's good because housing prices have gone up too. Next slide, please. So that's attraction. And we have, obviously, Stan transitioned out, and Heather has replaced him as the lead. She brings with her a lot of talent, Heather Westling Gross, and she is very aggressive in connecting with the advanced manufacturing companies. We're continuing to move forward. Our pipeline right now on the attraction side has continued to be strong and, as a fact, has grown. We're at the 150 to 200 company pipeline that we are working with at this time. Once we get them here, we want them to be successful, and that's where retention comes in. Nancy McCormick, and many of you know Nancy as a little dynamo out in the industrial area a lot. She has personally visited with every company in the industrial area and helps them succeed. Here are some of the services that team provides. Next slide, please. Assisting companies. I mean, that's the business retention expansion effort, is to keep them here, help them grow. So we help them on the expansion side and then help solve their problems. And obviously the two major problems we work on at the industrial center is traffic. And so she worked on the setting up a traffic district, helping get the light in there. We worked with NDOT and obviously your team to do that. And now looking at a second access road to the industrial center. So traffic is their number one issue. Workforce is their number two issue. And for most of the companies in the industrial center, we help them connect with and work on attracting the talent they need. Next slide, please. All these manufacturers need certain skills. And so we're pushing the CTE skills into the education institutions so that what pops out in 5 or 10 years is talent that we can move right into these job opportunities. And so working the CTE part, the robotics piece, we're trying to get STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, into every school, and robotics in every school. And we think that that is critical to meeting the needs of our employers in the future. Next slide, please. And once we get them here and help them, we're also looking for organic growth. How can we help companies and spinoffs stay here? Because in the past, if you were a spinoff in this region, you would have to go to the Bay Area to be successful. You'd have to go there for mentors, you have to go there for money. Our goal has been and continues to be, we can grow startups here. And you look at the 42 new startups formed last year alone, that is probably a record for us. Average wage of a startup job is $90,000. So you can see where that really helps. On the average wages, and those are just some companies there, we actually help them on the relocation, especially out of the mothership, which is the Bay Area for startups. And the quality of life in the Bay Area has not been what it was in the past. our quality of life, something we promote aggressively, has helped them see the Reno Sparks region as a place to consider. Next slide, please. And this is pretty important in raising money. You need money ultimately to grow your startup. So helping money and investors fund and feed our entrepreneurial talent allows them to grow the companies here. And in many cases, they've had to go somewhere else where the money is. Now the money's coming here, and that's a pretty important part of it. You can see some of the money, some of the companies that have gotten venture funds. Next slide, please. And how we basically have succeeded in this area. You can see back to 2012, there was almost no venture funds coming into this region. And now this last couple of years, you got the pandemic in the middle, but pretty solid numbers in the millions. And that is, let me put the side there. That is last year we were over a billion. So that's 100 millions. So that's pretty exciting to see $1 billion of investment in our companies. Obviously, we have some big fish to eat up a chunk of that. But you saw that 27 new startups, a lot of those need money to grow. And that may be as little as 50,000 and Dragonfly 300 million. So different ranges on the money. Next slide, please. And then just because they're a startup doesn't mean they're small. I mean, you've got Redwood out here. It's a startup, technically. Started in Carson City, moved to the industrial center. Nanotech Energy, Ridgeline. I mean, some great companies that came here really not making money, and we helped them grow in this region. Next slide, please. Finally, in the community development, we get involved in things that help the community be more attractive. We want to be attractive not only to companies, because you can do that with low taxes and cheap land, but with the talent. They're going to need the talent to succeed. They're going to need engineers to move here. They're going to need technicians. All that talent has to want to live here, and that's why we get involved in community initiatives like the school infrastructure issue in Washoe County, where they were just underfunded, 50 years old, falling apart. We were closing classrooms because the roofs leaked and we didn't have the money to fix them. So things like that, the trails are a part of quality of life for some of the millennials, Gen Zs. And then we're working on the land study. Obviously, we need more land in this region where land is causing issues with our housing and housing prices and in homelessness, helping us not become San Francisco when it comes to homeless. Next slide, please. So challenges, a number there. You saw at the state of the economy or some of the other things. We go into more detail on that, but just to touch a little bit on this. Next slide, please. I like to remind people that say we're growing way too fast. We're growing slower than ever. If you look at the growth rate over the last 50 years, we've gone from almost a 5% growth rate down to 1%. Now, yes, the blue line is actual population increase, but when you add 7,500 people in 1971, it's a whole lot more of an impact than when you had 7,500 people in 2022. So you look at that chart, it's pretty darn straight. We've been pretty consistent in our net growth of population. Next slide, please. Housing, I mentioned housing a couple of times. The shortage affects a lot of things. We've actually had prospects that chose us, their executives could not find a house that they wanted to live in, and then they went to another site. So the housing is actually affecting some of our ability to attract companies to this region and certainly talent as well. Next slide, please. And here's why. When you look at that red line, that's our population growth. You saw it on the previous slide. Those are the housing starts in our region. Blue, single family, green, multifamily. You see what happened before the Great Recession. We were pretty much tracking. We had a little bit more housing as the population increased. The recession hit and we just went to sleep when it came to building anything. And it took us 10 years to start to get our act together. And we're still, if you look at the single family housing, you got to go back to 1985 to see that's about how many they built back then. So we shifted the multifamily because that's all you can build that is reasonably affordable. The single family housing prices hover in the region at 600,000. You gotta get paid a lot to afford a $600,000 house. Next slide, please. So the land piece is part of the equation. We're working with you. I appreciate your support of the lands bill to help us get a little bit more land, not only for housing, but for industrial, a little bit closer to the where some of the housing is. And it's just something we need in this region. We've got so much BLM land around us that if we don't do a little bit more of an expansion, we've got problems. It's going to start holding us back in a lot of ways. Next slide, please. The Southern Connector, you're aware of this. That dotted line at the bottom is just an estimate. We actually, as of Friday, got funding from NDOT to do a engineering preliminary engineering study that should give us a pretty good sense of the actual route. And we've asked them to do whatever they can to keep the route as far north as possible. We did have a great session with the Highlands community. That was one of the requests, but we're moving forward on that. It's critical with the expansion of Tesla and Redwood and the Switch growth and several other major developments in the industrial park. The interstate is a problem and will become a more of a problem when they actually start to go widening it, because there's some places where they're not going to be able to alter traffic. They're going to have to shrink it down to one lane. And whenever that happens, you get 2-hour backups. So this needs to be in sooner rather than later. And we have the governor's commitment to help us move forward on this. Next slide, please. And then it's a partnership. We're all on the same team. We work as a region. Next slide, please. And if you have any questions, I would be available. But first, I'd like to call up someone who will be stepping into this position in 2 weeks. He will take the gavel at the next board meeting, Taylor Adams, who comes to us from Virginia Beach as an assistant city manager for development. He has got tremendous expertise across the board in attraction and certainly is savvy in dealing with government. So, Taylor, if you want to make a comment.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, members of the commission. It's an honor to be here today. So looking forward to working with all of you. I've had the pleasure to meet a couple of you already, as well as Mr. Osborne. And so thank you so much for having us today. Mike's pretty much covered everything that I think I would have tried to say. And so I'll step out of the way, but just once again, end by saying how much I'm looking forward to working with all of you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So any questions you may have?
Thank you, Mike. Mr. Gilman, any questions for Mike?
No questions.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, I don't have any questions either. Thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Is there any public comment, questions for Mike? All right. Appreciate the update. See you in a couple days.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a action on our part. Mike, you're good. So not seeing any public comment, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve and sign the enclosed letter to the Governor's Office of Economic Development supporting the continuation of the Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada, or EDON, being one of the county's two official economic development authorities.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Back on track here at item number 14, this discussion for possible action, review, and if appropriate, approve.